This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. State Department on Thursday said the expulsion of two American diplomats from Russia was unprovoked and wholly without merit. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller warned Washington would respond appropriately and said Russia chose confrontation over constructive diplomatic engagement.
Yet again, Russia has chosen confrontation and escalation over constructive diplomatic engagement. It continues to harass employees of our embassy, just as it continues to intimidate its own citizens.
Russia said on Thursday it was expelling two U.S. diplomats whom it accused of working with a Russian national charged with collaborating with a foreign state. The foreign ministry said in a statement it had summoned U.S. envoy Lynn Tracy and told her that embassy first secretary Jeffrey Sillen and second secretary David Bernstein must leave Russia within 7 days. Nigeria's power companies reported, quote, a total system collapse on Thursday, causing widespread blackouts. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
The Minister for Power said fire had caused an explosion on a transmission line connecting the Kenji and Jebba power plants, tripping the grid. Power generation fell to zero in the early hours. Grid power supply is erratic in Nigeria, forcing households and businesses, including oil firms and manufacturers, to use diesel and petrol generators. In 2022, the grid collapsed at least 4 times, with authorities blaming it on technical problems.
The president of the Dominican Republic says he will close all borders with neighboring Haiti starting Friday, despite a flurry of last-minute meetings to prevent him from taking such action. President Luis Abinader said that Thursday that the closure of air, sea, and land borders would occur at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Friday and remain shuttered until necessary. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. International search and rescue teams dispatched to a village in Morocco have not had success finding survivors yet, according to Operation Commander Jim Chaston.
We haven't had the success of actually rescuing any people. We have done some first aid and some medical evacuations from some of the other villages, so that's really played our part. Moving forward, you know, we're going to continue as long as the Moroccan people want us here.
The 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck the High Atlas Mountains late on September 8th killed 2,946 people and injured 5,674, according to the latest official figures. NASA has released findings after a year-long study into UFOs, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The space agency says the study of UFOs will require new scientific techniques, such as advanced satellites, and a shift in how unidentified flying objects are perceived. An independent team commissioned by NASA says in its 33-page report that negative perceptions surrounding UFOs pose an obstacle to collecting data, but they say that NASA's involvement should help reduce the stigma. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the panel found no evidence that unidentified anomalous phenomena have an extraterrestrial origin.
But we don't know what these UAP are.
He wants NASA to shift the conversation about UAPs
from sensationalism to science.
I'm Donna Warder.
Efforts by federal agencies to crack down on tailpipe pollution are facing legal challenges that could go all the way to the Supreme Court, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Republican attorneys general and a coalition of state and oil industry groups have filed lawsuits in 3 cases coming before the U.S. Court of Appeals in D.C. this week. They argue that federal rules aimed at curbing greenhouse gases and unhealthy pollution from transportation amount to government overreach and disadvantage fossil fuel producing states. One case tests an EPA ruling that strengthened tailpipe pollution limits in 2021. The second case involves an EPA decision that restored California's authority to set its own standards for cars and SUVs. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says this is not the United States of California. A third case contends that the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration went too far in setting mileage standards. Environmental groups and the Biden administration say an adverse ruling could jeopardize U.S. action against climate change. The cases come as the administration pushes for the quick adoption of electric vehicles, which currently represent just 6.7% of new car sales. Jennifer King, Washington.
Google gave a glimpse of a main leg of its defense in court on Thursday through data showing users happily stick with its search engine when pre-installed on their devices and quickly switch from Bing and others they like less. The U.S. Justice Department is arguing they sought agreements with mobile carriers to dominate search. I'm Alexis Strope.